one looking for blood, and they giving me bone, and I wanted a map, and I got directions back home. I went looking for nights, and they giving me blooms. I went looking for nights, and I was looking for you. And I wanted a race, and I got a parade. And they gave me a picture of the mess I'd make. I went looking for nights, and they giving me blooms.
Heart, and I wanted an end. Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. More specifically, you are listening now to Storytime with Papa T here on 91.5. Let's say a little bit about the music that we're just listening to. That last song was from Diane with Looking for Knives. Quality song. Not much to say, so we'll keep moving on. The next batch of songs is going to be from band Need to Breathe. Hope you enjoy. It's from their newer stuff. First one's going to be an acoustic version of the song Happiness. Have fun.
I got dreams that keep me up in the dead of night, telling me I wasn't made for the simple life. There's a lot I see, but it's far in the distance. I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. I got a homesick heart, but a long ways left to go. I've been doing my part, but I ain't got much to show. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Chasing that life, moving on, cause I had to prove there ain't no life worth doing what I did to you. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. I got dreams that keep me up in the dead of night, telling me I wasn't made for the simple life. Show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Singing, whoa, happiness. Singing, whoa, happiness. I've been working all night, hoping you could help me to believe. This song ain't nothing if the song can't set you free. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. I got dreams that keep me up in the dead of night, telling me I wasn't made for the simple life. There's a lot I see, but it's far in the distance. I'm asking you to show me some. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Singing, whoa, happiness. Singing, whoa, happiness. Sometimes you leave who wants your love. If it's love, they won't give up. They know a war's raging. You gotta choose. These days are tough, these days are long. Sometimes it's hard to carry on. But I hear a voice singing, I know it's true. I got dreams that keep me up in the dead of night, telling me I wasn't made for the simple life. There's a lot I see, but it's far in the distance. I'm asking you to show me some.
Sorrows, 'cause there's no
around my neck. Girl, you better know I'm gonna fight it. Cause there's no excuses for what you're doing. There's no excuses for what you're doing. There's no excuses for what you're doing.
It might be over soon.
So the last two songs that we, three songs that we had playing, came from a mix of Need to Breathe and the band Bon Iver. First two were Happiness, the acoustic version, followed by New Excuses. Then we had a new single, well, newish, somewhat, in the past couple weeks, months. Bon Iver released a few songs, an album. This song was called 22 Over Soon, with lots of different letters and different characters and weird shapes. So if you're interested, you can see the full and proper spelling on WMFO.org, along with the whole track list for the playlist for this hour, as well as every other hour here on WMFO. To move forward, I'm going to go into a little bit of a block of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Pretty great artists. If you've listened to my show at all in the past, I think you might recognize them a bit. They're a newish soul outfit out of Alabama, and they put together some pretty good stuff. They came out with an album in September. I'm going to play a new song from that. And then I have a special surprise from the band. Here we go. The song is going to be off their new album, Sea of Noise. It's called Flow With It. You Got Me Feeling Like. Let's see how it goes. For those of you who were not aware, that was a little bit of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Definitely got a lot of swing, definitely got a lot of soul. I actually had the distinct pleasure of interviewing one of the members of St. Paul and the Broken Bones this past week. Jesse Phillips is the new guy, one of the oldest guys actually in the band. The guy that you hear singing in this past song was actually Paul Jensen. Or Jensei, He is the St. Paul of the band The Broken Bones. Jesse is the guy that really helped start the band. So I had the pleasure of interviewing him for a little bit, and I thought, why not play a little bit of the recording? So I recorded the interview, and here we go. Take a listen, and let's see what you think.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to WMFO Medford. You are currently listening to Storytime with Papa T. Today I am joined with Jesse Phillips of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
So you just had a second album come out in the last couple of weeks, Sea of Noise, right?
Yeah, it dropped on September 9th, so I guess about 6 weeks ago now.
Yeah, so how's it feel to have the second album out there?
Man, it was a long time coming, but we're really glad to have the thing out, and it seems as though people are enjoying it, so it's a lot of fun to be able to start playing all those songs live and see how people respond to them.
Mm-hmm. So you're back on the road, and you're about halfway, a little bit less than halfway through the tour, right?
Yeah, I think I would say like the first leg of the tour, we're probably right at the halfway point. Mm-hmm. We'll be out till probably mid to late November, and then we'll have a little break and fire up again in the new year.
So do you like being out on the road, or are you more of a studio guy?
They both have their ups and their downs, you know. We make our living primarily on the road, so there are aspects of both that I really enjoy. Being on the road it never really stops for us. We're kind of like, a blue collar sort of mid level working band. So it's just kind of part of the lifestyle. I really enjoy playing the shows. Some of the travel gets grindy sometimes, but everybody has parts of their job like that, The studio can be the same way, but the studio is fun because you get to sit around and explore and tinker with your friends, so that's a good time too. No, I like them both, man. We're pretty lucky to be able to do it for a living.
Mm-hmm. So the newest album is 2 years or so after Half the City, right?
About two and a half is what it ended up being between release dates, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you went back into the studio for Sea of Noise, was there any things that you knew coming off the first tour that you wanted to bring to the second album, or was kind of just...
We definitely had kind of expanded goals and visions for the newer record. We had the benefit of 2.5 years on the road and a more expanded lineup and we're more aware of our identity as a musical group going into making the second one. So we wanted to explore and have fun with that a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, why not put a flute on this song, or why not have Paul climb into a reverb chamber to sing this one? just have fun with it. We had the benefit of having more time in the studio to experiment too, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite track that you liked producing, or just an overall, baby off the album?
One of my favorite ones is actually, it's called I'll Be Your Woman. I think it shows up at number 4, maybe 5 on the track list.
Yep.
I think it's 4. And that one was one where we got to experiment a lot with just kind of like darker cinematic textures, and we got to have strings arranged and played on the track and stuff. And that was something that was pretty new for us. We never used a string section before, and it kind of just gave the whole thing this dark, weighty kind of cinematic vibe that I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm. And did you, through working on Half the City because it was your first album, did you want to have some of this more darker, orchestral stuff, or did it really just come through after the first album that you wanted to do that?
I think we knew going into this one that it was going to be a little weightier and kind of darker shades of the same coin. The first one happened so quickly, we were kind of just doing the best we could with what we had at the time, and it turned out pretty well for what it was, but we had more time to sort of put thought into the sort of the themes and the general vibe of this one, and so we knew it was probably going to be a slightly heavier affair going in.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So actually I have a little bit of a slight throwback, I guess. Just in 2014 you guys came out with a live recording of your South by Southwest session. And on that you had a cover of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come with Lizzo, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, from the Spotify House.
Yes. So I was actually a personal favorite cover I had of many covers, but do you guys have a personal favorite cover other than maybe that song that you guys like to play?
Yeah, we've done a lot of different covers over the last few years. We used to lean real heavily on doing the some of the Otis stuff. You know, that's kind of where our roots are, and so we've learned a lot of those songs over the years. Although I think we've retired most of them at this point from our repertoire. Not to say we won't ever play any Otis songs ever again, but we did spend some time playing Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie on the road, which was always a real fun one for me. I'm a big Bowie fan, so playing that one was great. We're doing a Van Morrison song in the set now. That's a good time. We've covered some Beatles stuff I really enjoyed. And covers kind of give you an opportunity to just sort of have fun with things, you know, outside of your own material. So we usually pick fun ones.
Yeah, well, it seems like you guys have fun with them, so that's good. A lot of the press I've seen for both Half the City and also some of the newer, the Sea of Noise, kind of has you guys labeled as, one of the best live bands that's currently touring in America. And how do you guys feel about that title, I guess?
I mean, it's hard for me to believe that because I've seen a lot of good bands over the years, you know. It's really sweet that people say that, and like I know where our show is high energy and it is a genuine show. It's a connection with an audience, and it's a spectacle. It's not just us standing on stage looking at our shoes, you know, playing songs to an unconnected audience. As far as being one of the best, touring bands on the road, I don't know, man. Hyperbole is always the name of the game in music press and criticism. So if I started believing that we were that good, I think we would probably lose our edge. So I'll just kind of ignore that.
Okay, well. I have another maybe strange question. Are you familiar with the term blue-eyed soul? I have to imagine you are.
Yeah, of course. I've heard that a little bit.
So how do you guys, as a band, how do you feel about that term? And I guess, what's the feeling on working in a space that is predominantly black or has been predominantly black?
Yeah, man, it's a delicate question for sure. But it's certainly one that we've thought about and discussed. But I mean, ultimately the tradition, you know, in Alabama, like in Memphis Shoals, which is one of the biggest influences in our band, or even in Memphis, obviously, where all the Otis stuff was recorded. I mean, the music coming out of those traditions was pretty colorblind. The colors of the people making the songs, mm-hmm. Ran the gamut, you know, all shades of white and brown, and everybody playing together and creating the same songs. So, I mean, I think we try to treat it as just music. Like, all music is just music. R&B and gospel are some of the closest sounds to our hearts, and so that's sort of where we skew. But I don't think we certainly don't think of it in terms of like white music versus black music or anything like that. It just most of us happen to be white people, so. You know, wouldn't shy away from the term blue-eyed soul, but to us, it's just, you know, it's just music.
You're making music that you like making.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you do a good job.
Thanks.
looking forward through the tour, do you have any stops coming up that you're like excited to, places that you're excited to be, stadiums or venues?
This whole tour is actually pretty cool spots. We started last night in Omaha. Tonight we're in Minneapolis at First Ave. We're doing two nights there, which is a pretty legendary rock club. We've got a stop in New York at Terminal 5. We've got two nights at the Royal in Boston. We've got two nights at the 930 in D.C. So it's going to be a real fun tour. You know, it's all great rooms. I think crowds are going to be great. And, you know, we love most of the cities we're stopping in. So we're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to when you're stopping Boston. I'll be at least one of the shows. So,
yeah, great. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Thank you.
That's pretty much all I've got for me. I'll let you get back to your sound check. Hopefully it starts up soon, I guess.
It'll be along soon, I guess. I think it's like they're just about ready now. So, okay. But I'm glad we got to chat.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet, man. Take care.
You too.
As I said, that was Jesse Phillips from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They are on tour right now, and they'll be making two stops in Boston this coming week. One on Saturday and one on Sunday at the Royale. I'm actually going to play two more songs from them. If you like what you're hearing, you should definitely check out their show. As I said in the interview, they've been getting a lot of press saying that they're pretty great live. So hopefully they have you have the opportunity to see them. To continue the music of St. Paul and the Broken Bones, I'll be playing two songs. First, I'll Be Your Woman, which Jesse said is his favorite song off the album, and I think a good indication of what the album is like. And then I'll be playing my personal favorite off the album, which is going to be Is It Me? So first, I'll Be Your Woman from St. Paul and the Broken Bones, CM Noise. Here we go.
Go. guns, how they smoke behind the dogwood trees. All the bars are closed right before the county line. Oh, how that breeze smells like honey from a bee. Is it hell? Is it home? Or is it me? Jesus is stuck inside my TV screen, giving all the answers, but never holding me. Heaven's too far away, and I can't find no peace. Is it hell? Is it home? Or is it me?
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Both songs that I just played were off their album Sea of Noise. And as I also said, they will be here in Boston this coming weekend. If you like what you've been hearing, feel free to check out the show. And for now, we're actually going to move on to not St. Paul and the Broken Bones. We're going to be playing a little bit of a mix of stuff. Up next is going to be some Lake Street Dive with their song, Neighbor Song.
Trying to get some sleep on the ground floor. wish I didn't have to be so well informed of their affairs. But if they have to be doing something, at least they're having fun. Sometimes I forget that all of us are just human, cause we're all stacked in rows and columns. And if one of them should fall on me, my neighbors may.
Moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Alrighty. So, those last two were from Lake Street Dive and Kings of Leon. You know, newish stuff from Kings of Leon, not so newish stuff from Lake Street Dive. That has actually been out for many, many years, but good nonetheless. So, with 10 minutes left in the hour, I'm going to close it out with a few more fairly random but good songs. And I think next up is going to be some Michael Kiwanuka. I played a little bit of him last week, and if you liked him, here's some more. If you didn't like him, feel free to mute your radio for the next, I don't know, 3 minutes. But you should like him, so blast it. Here we go. It's going to be I Need You By My Side by Michael Kiwanuka.
I get a little lost, hey, but I find my way. See, I've been wondering why I keep losing. How I need you, yes, I need you by my side. But I need it. Ooh, you're forever on my mind. You don't. You've seen me on my own. You've seen me try. Yes, I need you by my side all the time. Here today. Yes, I can see today. Whoa. See how you make me strong. Oh, now I sing my song. See, I've been falling away for way too long. How I need you. Guess I need you by my side. How I need you. All I need is time.
that she drifts my way. All those waves drown her sorrow. She'll need me tomorrow. So what's another empty day? But all my friends, they see the end. She's been doing this for years. But I swear I know that her heart can't grow beyond that lonely little life that she fears. 'Cause all I need is time. All I need is time. I just want the chance to let that little melody come dance. I know it's hard to find moments when all your dreams slipped out your hands. Oh darling, you've been trying so hard for all your life, never got it quite right. This I know.
So, thank you very much for listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. This has also been Storytime with Papa T. I will be here every week, Mondays from 3 to 4. And as you can see, my hour's about up. So, I'm going to close out the hour with a personal favorite, an all-time classic for me, even though it came out within the last year or so. It's going to be from the Alabama Shakes. It is the name track from their album, Sound and Color. Here it is, Alabama Shakes, Sound and Color.